This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One big question.
All right, my question today is a very simple one. Aside from Travis Kelce and Sammy Watkins, who best stands to benefit from a Tyreek Hill injury? Aside from the two obvious choices, who's going to eat because Tyreek Hill isn't playing, Sean?
How do we end up calling this segment One Big Question and not Chief Concern? Chief Concern would be perfect title for what we're talking about. But the answer to the question
if
that you
want to change the name of the Chief Concern, we can
BK's
do that.
BK's the executive producer. He has to make
those
executive
names. I knew he was going to.
See? Chief Concern.
Sometimes a question doesn't have to be a concern.
Mecole Hardman is the answer to the question that you asked, though. Mecole Hardman, see, part of the plan when the Chiefs drafted him was that Tyreek Hill was going to be out. There's a reason they traded up in the second round to get this guy. And you can say, well, he wasn't that great in Georgia and blah, blah, blah. The truth is, part of their plan was for him to be on the field starting week one. Well, he was on the field week one. He played 50-plus snaps. He didn't get any targets. He didn't get any catches. That's an issue. Now, part of that is because Tyreek Hill was on the field for a little bit of that game. The big portion of that is because Sammy Watkins was way better than he's ever been and than most people listening thought that he ever could be. I think Mecole Hardman's going to get opportunities. I think we saw in the preseason that he's got advanced route running skills and good enough hands for a guy this far into his NFL career that maybe I got a little bit excited. Okay, maybe I got a lot excited the day the Chiefs drafted this guy and I was throwing out numbers like 700 yards. I got to back way off that. But I do think he's going to benefit starting this Sunday. He's going to get opportunities. And I'd be surprised, C-Dot, if he doesn't get four or five targets and have two or three catches. And when he does, he's an explosive type player. Maybe not a Tyreek Hill. Maybe not a Sammy Watkins explosive type player. But he's fast. He has breakaway speed. So I wouldn't be surprised if in those two or three catches we're talking about one or two big plays.
BK, I'll ask you the same question. Aside from Kelce and Sammy Watkins, who best stands to benefit from a Tyreek Hill injury?
I think the answer is the one that I think you're going with, C-Dot. I'd like to go a different route, but I can't. I think the answer is Damian Williams. I think Damian Williams during this time is going to be the Chiefs' version of James White. C-Dot, you made the comparison yesterday. Last year, James White for the Patriots had 87 receptions for 750 yards and 7 receiving touchdowns. Now, during this time period, I think Damian Williams can have similar production through the year. I don't think it's going to last the entire year because once Tyreek Hill gets back, they're not going to need him to do the what James White had to do for the Patriots last year. But in this time period, I think that's ultimately the guy that ends up picking up some of the slack. I think the answer here is Damian Williams.
So I looked these numbers up because I was really curious to know where he has been as a pass catcher since he has been inserted into the offense. So Sunday was the 8th game we've seen of Damian Williams. He played 5 games at the end of last season after the Kareem Hunt suspension or kicked off the team, however you want to put it. 2 playoff games, 1 game this season. In those games, they've thrown the ball to him 41 times. He has 36 catches, 272 yards, and 5 touchdowns. If you want a little hot take on a Tuesday, I think it's possible that Damian Williams has the most catches aside from Travis Kelce on the team in Tyreek Hill's absence. I could see them, as BK alluded to, using him in the James White form. Like, I could see one of these games, he has 10 catches. Now, I'm not saying he's going to have 150 yards in that. It's going to be dink and dunk. He gets 8 to 10 catches for 72 yards, change of pace, third down. They go to him quickly out of the backfield. That's what I think Andy Reid wants to do. Remember Deuce Staley. Remember Brian Westbrook, how he uses running backs out of the backfield. I said it yesterday. I think that LeSean McCoy is going to be the running back, and I think that Damian Williams is going to be the receiving back. He's only had one game where they've given him more than 15 carries. Like, they don't really give him the ball in the traditional turning around and handing it to him. They throw it to him a lot. They threw it to him 6 times on Sunday. I can see his targets and his usage rate going way up, not in the running portion, but all right, we lost Tyreek Hill. We got to make up this production in some capacity. Let's try to get more out of Damian Williams. If I had to give an answer, I would say Damian Williams. I do think it's interesting that none of us said DeMarcus Robinson. I think DeMarcus Robinson.
Yeah, we've all watched him play football.
But if we're looking at a player who maybe has a chance to shape the way that we think about him over the next month, it would be DeMarcus Robinson. DeMarcus Robinson, we saw what playing really well did for Albert Wilson. Like, let's say Albert Wilson in that game only has 72 yards. I don't think he gets that level of contract from the Miami Dolphins. If DeMarcus Robinson can step up and be a viable number two, we agree. The opportunity is going to be there. Kelsey's going to get his. Watkins is going to get his. Defenses are going to scheme to take one of those guys out the game. So it's going to be available targets. I mean, if you think that Tyreek Hill was going to have 1,600 yards this season and the Chiefs are going to throw the ball to him 130 times, man, all those passes ain't going to LeSean McCoy. All those passes ain't going to Damian Williams. Mecole Hardman's going to have to step up. DeMarcus Robinson's going to step up. Clearly, they trust DeMarcus Robinson a little bit more than they trust Mecole Hardman at this point, and it's understandable with his knowledge of the offense. So the player who probably stands to gain the most is probably DeMarcus Robinson. Is he ready for the opportunity? We'll see.
How many passing yards did Patrick Mahomes have last year?
5,000.
And how many receiving yards did DeMarcus Robinson have last year?
It was like 2-something.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, he had an opportunity in what was the third most explosive offense.
288.
And thank you. In the history of the NFL, and he was able to catch 288 receiving yards. I've seen him. Thank you. I pass. I'm interested in seeing what other guys have to offer, starting with Mecole Hardman. Now, also, the guys that we talk about a lot, that are the frontline players, are going to have to step up, like Sammy Watkins. We talked about Sammy Watkins was going to have to have a big game on Sunday before we knew Tyreek Hill was going to get hurt, because we figured Jalen Ramsey would kind of neutralize Tyreek Hill. It was a good opportunity for Sammy. The truth is, Jalen Ramsey was on Sammy the entire game, and Sammy Watkins torched him. He's going to have to continue that. I'm not talking about 198 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns, but I'm talking about 85 yards and a touchdown. I'm talking about 110 yards and no touchdowns. Be a frontline wide receiver. Play like you get paid. I'm talking to you, Sammy Watkins, just like you did in week one. At least while Tyreek Hill's out, and this team's going to be just fine. Because I think when you talk about Andy Reid and the way that he uses his running backs out of the backfield, that's a weapon we don't talk about enough. You bring up Deuce Staley and all the guys he had in Philly, I'll raise you Kareem Hunt. Last year, just last season, everybody talks about Kareem Hunt because he had 7 rushing touchdowns in limited time. He also had 7 receiving touchdowns, so it doesn't really matter who the running back is. Andy's going to be able to utilize him out the backfield, and you're exactly right. That suits Damian Williams' skill set. If LeSean McCoy is anything like the LeSean McCoy we saw on Sunday, where he averaged 8.1 yards per carry, this running game, at least for a while, is as scary as the passing game.
One thing I will say about their wide receiver core, they're just going to need a little bit more. So Mecole Hardman played more snaps on Sunday than DeMarcus Robinson. According to Arrowhead Pride, I'm sitting here looking at the snap chart. Mecole Hardman played 77% of the snaps. DeMarcus Robinson played 58% of the snaps. So they trusted Mecole Hardman a little bit more in week one than they did DeMarcus Robinson. They had 1 catch between the two of them.
They were both decoys. They're both running out there wasting their time.
You're going to need more than that in this game.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to need more of that. Mecole Hardman, you're going to need more than you not. Like, Mahomes didn't throw you the football. Mahomes had almost a career day out there. Did not throw the football in your direction. DeMarcus Robinson, you had 1 catch for 0 yards.
Thanks for coming.
If there is a player who can change their perception, man, decoy time is over when it comes to this team. If you're not going to have Tyreek Hill there, and we agree there's going to be a different level of tension on Sammy Watkins where he is typically your decoy, man, somebody else is going to have to step up and have a 5 catch for 80 yard day. Who's going to be the one to step up and do that and take advantage of the opportunity that they have? We'll see.
Who do you think it is? Who do you think, while Tyreek Hill is out, has more yards? Mecole Hardman or DeMarcus Robinson?
If I had to guess, I would say DeMarcus Robinson. I think it's going to be very close between the two.
BK? I feel like I've seen enough of DeMarcus Robinson. Like, if that's the known commodity, it's just not that good. I'll take the unknown commodity at this point that is Mecole Hardman.
I'd probably go with Mecole Hardman, but I don't think either of them are going to have huge numbers in this span, honestly. Like, I just think a lot of the targets are going to be split somewhere between Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins, Damian Williams, and LeSean McCoy. I think those are going to be your top 4 targets during this time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it, and again, the answer to my own question would be Damian Williams. I think that Damian Williams is just going to be Deion Lewis, James White. I think he's going to be their number 2 receiver in terms of catches, not yards. So Sammy Watkins obviously going to have more yards. It's going to be more down the field. I think that we're going to see a huge target volume that if you play in PPR, I would grab Damian Williams. I think he's going to have 4 to 6 catches a game over the next month or so. I think he's going to be a very critical asset when it comes to the passing game.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.